awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Hola.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good for me.
It's going real good.
I mean, it's a little bumpy, but it's okay. Going.
It's always bumpy. It's Tuesday, and this is Team Awesome Morning Party. I'm Mateo, and this is DJ Bossman Dan.
DJ Bossman Dan.
DJ Bossman Dan.
I was kind of thinking maybe we should be, like, playing that intro every day.
That's fine.
And it'll just be the DJ Bossman Dan and Mateo show.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's kind of long-winded that way.
Yeah, that's why we shouldn't, because it's long-winded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday.
Mm.
So, it's 7 a.m. We'll go through a bunch of music.
This is going to be my first New Music Tuesday on the morning show.
You got to be honest.
Because a few weeks ago, we did New Music Tuesday on Celeste's show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you did the encore.
The encore.
Are you going to be honest? Are you going to tell people what you think?
I will be honest.
Honest. Be honest. Honest. He'll be honest with you. Honest, honest. What'd you do yesterday after work?
After work, I basically went home and lounged around.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave a little early because you're coming in at the same time as me.
I've been coming in so early now.
Which is kind of nice. Something else that's nice is we have a phone call. Can we take it?
Sure, let's take it.
I wonder
who this could be.
I don't know.
Good morning.
And good morning, Static.
Whoa.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, you just sounded crazy.
Yep, guys, that's because I'm awake, and you know what today is?
Tuesday?
Steve-O, it's DECA District, and
that's
hey,
right,
you
Steve-O.
Know what I'm going to tell? It's DECA District.
Yeah!
DECA District.
That's good to hear. That's what I like to hear. Now, guys, I'm actually wearing a suit right now, so I'm going to post these pictures later that can be accessed by going to facebook.com/ Matthew from Albuquerque.
That's right.
My online fan page for everyone out there wanting to get in touch with me, yours truly, in a safe, easy way.
Safe, easy way called Facebook.
Well, this way I don't have to give out my number or anything so they can message me on there because my page is actually linked to my cell phone, so any messages on my fan Facebook page usually roll over to my cell phone as a text message.
Nice.
So if I don't get the messages, guys, I apologize. I will eventually get your messages. If it's a prayer request, however, or an emergency prayer, you need to get to me via email, which is mattfromabq@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys send me an email today, I probably won't get it because until 2:25, I'm going to be competing, which means they're not really competition. It's really just meetings all day. Mm-hmm. It's a motivational speaker, a representative of the university, and then lunch, and then I just have to go back to Pope Joy, and I'm literally just sitting there for an award ceremony.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you got a suit on, huh?
Yeah, it's a part of the dress code for DECA for competitions. You have to wear a suit or business attire. So pretty much I had the suit dry clean the other day. And
woo!
Yeah,
that's
it looks
cool,
really
man.
Nice.
Good. I'm glad you're looking sharp for your big DECA meeting.
Are you wearing a tie?
Yes, I am.
Is it a bow tie?
No. It's a blue tie.
But is it a blue bow tie?
No. It's just regular tie, guys.
Well, why didn't you wear a bow tie?
Mateo, you're losing it today, I think.
I am losing it. Hey, listen, well, Steve-O's not here.
Uh-huh.
He's
yeah,
not. Listen.
Oh, Lord.
This is Daniel. Daniel, say hello.
Hello.
That's not Steve-O.
Hello.
That's a different person.
Oh, okay, I see, okay.
This isn't our first conversation on the air.
No, you talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, you were on here yesterday.
Yeah.
Steve-O doesn't get back until, like, next week.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yeah, that's nice. Lucky him. He's getting entire vacation. But
he's ice fishing in Canada.
You know?
Yeah, he's going to a DECA competition.
Uh-huh, DECA competition. Yeah, right. This is only for high school students. But they do have a collegiate DECA, which is college DECA.
No, he's going to grown-up DECA, which is Digital Educational Computers of America.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mateo.
That's what it is. You can't tell me that's not what it is. I know what it is.
Distributive Education Courses of America.
No, Digital Educational Computer Systems of America.
It's a different DECA.
It is. And I'm an adult, so I know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
I'm an adult, too.
Yeah, you guys are.
I told Steve-O about the real DECA.
He did. He did.
Really?
He invited him.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually there right now.
I'm there right now, too. We're not even on the radio.
It's called a remote.
That's right.
Steve-O's here, too.
Yeah, say hey, Steve-O.
Hey. Hey, you know what, guys? This morning, Judy the bus driver says good morning to you guys.
Hey, Judy.
What's up, girl?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, sorry, guys. She can't really talk. She's driving right now. So.
Okay. All right, yeah. Matthew. What song do you want to hear?
This morning, guys, do me a favor and play The Resistance by Amberlin. This is being put out to my DECA chapter, Volcano Vista High School DECA. Go Hawks, everyone. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. God
bye,
bless
buddy.
Y'all. Go Hawks, and I'm out of here.
Yeah. He hung up.
He is gone now.
He's gone forever.
That happened.
Did you find that song?
I found the song.
All right, cool.
It's queued up. It's ready to go.
All right, well, this is dedicated to Mr. Matthew from Albuquerque. We'll be right back after this song with breaking news, birthdays, maybe traffic.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now! Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everyone. Today, January 6th. 2015.
The 6th day of January.
Woo! It's Tuesday, and it's time for breaking news. I have the number of the day today. It's 22,252.
And why is that?
It's a project successfully funded on Kickstarter in 2014.
Huh.
22,000.
It's a decent amount.
I remember when Kickstarter started, and I didn't trust it.
But you realize some of those are like egg salad.
That's fine with me. You like egg salad?
No.
Yes, you do.
I think it's gross.
It's your favorite thing.
Nope.
You like egg salad and canned green beans.
I would probably throw up if somebody fed me that.
I'm going to feed you that for your birthday. When's your birthday?
30th.
You're going to have a cake.
A cake of egg salad
egg
and
salad
green beans.
Egg salad canned green beans.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And lemons.
That might redeem it.
Nope. It won't. Let's get to breaking news. The flu epidemic is getting worse. That's for real. When I was gone, a bunch of people in Florida and Mississippi got the flu. It's all over this country.
You know, I have only gotten what they call the flu once, and I've never had an immunization.
Really?
Immunization, yeah.
Was that the one time you got the immunization?
No. No, I just got it last year, but I never have been immunized for it. I never get my flu shot.
Never do.
Nope.
You're just living life.
That's right.
That's good.
I walk on the wild side.
You do walk on the wild
side. I laugh in the face of danger.
Dawn wanted me to she wanted me to point something out. She said she thought it was funny yesterday when we were talking about breaking resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, everybody should just do what I do. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And then you told us about biking and then how you did it for a little while and then you stopped.
I did it like
people that do New Year's resolutions.
I did it for a long while and I stopped because I had to move my family across country.
No, you said it's because it got cold.
No, and then it got cold.
Well,
it was too cold to bike.
It sounds convenient.
You're going to get frostbite.
You don't want frostbite on it. You'll be frostbike.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No.
Serena Williams was losing her tennis match and suffering from jet lag, so she ordered an espresso at courtside. She came from behind to win.
Like, she had the espresso and then she won the game?
Yeah. She just need a little pick-me-up, man.
Well, good for her.
That's breaking news. This is important.
I was expecting something else to happen. Like, she got dysentery.
Oh, man, I don't want to. We can't go back into poop. We can't do it. We can't do it. U.S. auto sales went up in December. That's good. I think it's because of gas prices.
Is it like domestic-made vehicles selling or just cars in general?
I don't know.
All right.
It just says U.S. auto sales. So maybe in general. It doesn't point it out. Two climbers are in the process of making rock climbing history by being the first to scale the Dawn Wall of El Capitan in Yosemite National Park without equipment.
Huh.
I bet that wall is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up real quick. Do you do any hiking or scaling or anything like that?
I definitely do not do rock climbing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun, though, but I think it's just a bit too dangerous for me.
Yeah.
But I love hiking.
Woo! Look at that wall.
I know.
Holy cow.
Yep. I do love going on, like, good hikes. We used to go over to Bend, Oregon every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's all sorts of waterfalls around there, but some of them you had to hike like 5-10 miles back to get to.
Man, hiking. A lot of people out here love hiking.
It's fun.
That's a big deal out
here.
It's
a good deal.
Not so much where I'm from. There, we had trees. Mm-hmm. Lots of trees. Lots and lots of trees. You can climb trees, but it's not the same as hiking. Mm-hmm. I found that out the hard way.
It is something different entirely.
That's true. St. Louis is trying to keep the Rams while Los Angeles is trying to get them back. The irony being that the Rams are like the fruitcake of football teams. It's the Rams.
They're tasty and smell like booze.
You've got two cities fighting over a pretty mediocre team.
Maybe Albuquerque should get the Rams.
Maybe Albuquerque should get a sports anything. That would be nice.
No.
We've got the Isotopes.
What should we get?
Lobos.
We have green chili.
Lobos are... That's a big deal.
Isn't green chili enough?
It is for a lot of people. It's in everything. Mm-hmm. I don't see... If it's not enough, I don't know what they're going to do with their lives.
Yeah.
Because it's everything. It's everything to hear.
My wife is finally adapting.
Really?
She wanted green chili on something the other day.
There you go. I'm still kind of iffy on it. It changed the constitution of my intestines. If that makes any sense to anyone. It changed me. And I have not forgiven it. It is an inanimate object, though. Mark Zuckerberg has started his own book club and is challenging his followers to keep up with him as he reads a new book every 2 weeks. And we mentioned yesterday that that first book he said he was going to read went on the bestsellers list immediately. Mm-hmm. And it was ironic because it's about how the people are getting more power away from big corporations and empires. And it's like, but you own one of the biggest corporations.
You are a big corporation.
That's all that you are, friend. A plant is now available in the USA that produces both potatoes and tomatoes.
What?
French fries and ketchup.
What's it called?
I don't know. That's all it says. It just it gives me this little tease, and it doesn't tell me all the information, so I can get one of these plants.
That's not very useful.
Potato and tomato plant.
So the potatoes obviously grow out the bottom, and the tomatoes grow out the top.
You can only hope that. Okay, here it is. I got a little more. An Oregon seed company is unveiling a new garden vegetable. The ketchup and fries is a hybrid of tomato and potato plants.
Wait, that's what they're calling it?
Yep, ketchup and fries.
That's stupid.
Well, the roots of the tomtato.
Tomtato. Okay, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Tomtato.
I guess it's got the ketchup and fries is its nickname, but the tomtato are thin-skinned white potatoes attached to a vine of red cherry tomatoes. The plant was released in the United Kingdom this year, and it killed everyone.
Don't you think pomato would have been better?
I like tomtato.
Pomato.
Tomtato. Tomtato, pomato, you say tomato. Say it.
Tomato?
Nope. The Territorial Seed Company is selling the tomtato in its 2015 seed catalog as a way for home gardeners to maximize use of limited space. Instead of planting potatoes and tomatoes in separate areas, the company's literature for the tomtato advises the plant can be grown in a 10-gallon container. The plant was crafted using grafting, not to be confused with genetic engineering. Two different things.
Don't you think that people who are growing their food at home, growing vegetables and stuff at home, aren't going to like take the potato and cut it up and then deep fat fry it?
Yeah, probably not.
And then like squash the tomato and add a bunch of sugar and vinegar?
I don't know. You've never been to Mississippi.
That's true.
That's what happens.
That's true.
That is exactly what happens. Anyway, the tomatoes were chosen for the qualities the breeders wanted and then sliced onto potato rootstock. Since both potatoes and tomatoes are fairly closely related, they graft well together. Who knew? Tomtato. Doug, are you interested in tomtato? He likes it.
Doug is.
He's kind of down with it. The government says that there's been an increase in smuggling meth from Mexico into this country. I bet I can guess which state they go to the most often.
But if we grow it all here, why are they importing it?
Hang on a second, my friend. You can't grow meth.
Eh.
I've seen this show. That's not how it works.
Cook?
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
You know, Idaho has a very serious meth problem.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember our old keyboard player in Waverly, his name was Coon. His dad lived in Indiana, and apparently Indiana has a crazy meth problem, or it did.
So does Oklahoma.
Weird.
I knew a bunch of people. This was strange.
Yeah.
One of the places I worked, like, everybody was from Oklahoma, and...
That's weird.
they all knew each other, and none of them had teeth because they methed all their teeth out.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
There was like five guys.
Burgers and fries?
No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't five guys.
Oh, okay.
There were like five guys who worked at this restaurant,
and they were down with the meth.
And they were all former meth addicts.
Jeez, that's crazy. All right, moving on. Teresa Giudice of the Real Housewives in New Jersey has started serving her prison sentence. Doug, who is that lady? Do you know?
Why did she go to prison?
She's probably a meanie. She's probably a meanie lady. Ha! Mean. Don't be it.
What?
Although it isn't legally required, most full-time employees in the U.S. receive some paid vacation.
Mm.
But nearly half of Americans did not take a single vacation day in 2014.
Well, we kind of talked about that a little yesterday.
We did. It's around 10 paid workdays a year in addition to 6 federal holidays. This is what's usually allotted. Man. Last year, Americans left 169 million paid vacation days on the table, saying they were too busy to use them.
You know what would be cool is if you could donate your vacation pay to, like, charities.
Oh.
Because then the people who don't take vacation, they could at least, like,
do something
good with that money.
Yeah. Or with the time. I think people should just take their vacation days.
And then go serve to charity.
Do something. Only 13% of Americans traveled abroad for a vacation from August 2013 to August 2014. Nearly half of Americans didn't take a single day off. 63% of Americans did not travel at all from September 2013 to September 2014. 41% of Americans didn't take any vacation days in 2014. 41%. That blows my mind. But I'm a lazy person, so if there's vacation, it's like, wait a second.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, so I don't have to work, and I'm still going to get paid.
But this is a new thing for me. This is the first job where I've actually had access to paid vacation.
Mm.
Because every other job I've had was like a part-time side job because I was doing the band.
Right.
But if you think about it, being in a band, that's pretty much a vacation job. So I wasn't complaining. There was no complaints. Not even a one. There's a new craze going on the internet. Doug probably knows about it. It's called the Eat the Muffin. Doug, have you heard of this Eat the Muffin? No?
Is that where they bite people on the side?
No. That would be Eat the Muffin Top.
Oh.
Yes. To be perfectly honest, I'm not even sure if this is supposed to be a future viral trend, but it might just be a dumb video that some friends made. But so were a lot of things, like the Harlem Shake or the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Or Gangnam Style.
Yes. So will we see videos of people eating muffins covered in ants, caterpillars, and other protein-rich live critters take off? Watch and decide for yourself. And there's a link here in this paper. I'm not going to post that.
No,
that's sick.
Yeah, that's going to be viral because people are going to get viruses from doing that.
There you go. That literally viral.
Like ants crawling.
Yeah.
Things.
Yes.
That are unsanitary.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to steer the conversation
away from the poop.
Yes.
DJ Bossman and Dan and I have an issue. It always goes back to, okay, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
Moving along.
White-tailed deer are the deadliest animals in North America. That might sound a little surprising to you, but here's why. Every year, an estimated 1.25 million deer vehicle crashes result in about 150 million human fatalities. More than 10,000 injuries and insurance payouts approaching $4 billion. It's not so much of a problem out here. I've rarely seen... There's not a lot of roadkill out here.
No, I've noticed that too.
But go back east, go up to Idaho.
There's a ton of roadkill in Idaho.
A different scenario.
One time,
yeah.
I was riding my bike to work in the dark, and I almost got hit by a deer. Like, it almost hit me on the side and toppled me over.
I hit a deer once in college. I was driving down the road, and I was going slow, though. It wasn't a major thing. But I remember looking to the right and saying, that is a huge dog. And then it jumped in front of my car and did a backflip. Like, seriously. It was like, go-ga-boom!
Jeez.
And I said, I just hit a deer! And then somehow that deer successfully barely dented my hood, and the emblem... The little Saturn emblem on my car got knocked off.
Aww.
So it succeeded in not, like, doing any damage to my car, but making it uglier.
Mm.
So I cursed that deer.
There was, we used to live in Twin Falls, and my family was down in Boise, so we would go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And for some, and that road, that interstate there was used a lot for semis and had a lot of deer. And if you went out early in the morning, there were deer carcasses everywhere.
Yeah.
Just exploded. There was sometimes like...
Exploded?
Yeah, there was like... There was like an explosion of deer in the middle of the road and half the carcass on each side.
Ah.
It was disgusting.
I'm sorry, little kids. It's just a fact of life. Anyway, we now have about 30 million deer in the United States, 100 times more than a century ago. Tons of deer. A writer for Slate.com hung out with a Wisconsin state trooper for a day and came away with this advice. If there's a deer in the road, and you're going to have to swerve or hit the deer, then you need to just hit the deer. Here's why. Cars can be fixed or replaced as long as no one's tailgating you. Hit the brakes. But if you can't do that, hit the deer. Adjust your headrest so it's at the right height to prevent whiplash. You'd be surprised how many people just leave them shoved all the way down. Maintain your lights, brakes, and tires so you can be seen, and stop. Wear your seatbelt, don't tailgate, slow down. And when you're driving, drive. At deer crashes and a lot of other crashes, the number one excuse is, I wasn't paying attention. So, this isn't that, I could see living in Albuquerque and being like, oh, I don't care about that because there's no deer. But if you're listening in another part of the country, this is solid advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always, once the deer is out on the road, you're like, oh, I don't know.
That really goes for just about any animal.
It's true.
Like, I've seen people swerve around for squirrels.
Oh.
It's like, no.
One time I hit a squirrel and I got real sad.
Julie came over to my house when we were dating just like bawling because she had hit a squirrel.
It's happened to me before too. And it is a sad moment.
Mm-hmm.
There was a UFO that blew up over California. There's a video. We watched it this morning. Daniel's not convinced. I, of course, am immediately convinced that we are surrounded by aliens. They're in the mountains. And our final story, because we're going to take a quick look at traffic. A drunk guy in Scotland got pulled over by police as he was hopping along on a busy main road into a tunnel. Literally hopping along because he was hopping on a big old bouncy ball. That was pretty good timing.
That's how we do a segue here.
It was almost perfect. All right, check it out. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast.
Sorry.
That is going on. What?
San Diego.
No, that's a different thing.
San Diego.
That's a different city. Major San road Diego. Construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard.
Arroyo.
I can't do it. Doug, is that how you say that? Arroyo? Nope.
Arroyo.
Will you tell me when you come on? Okay. And then road construction, left lanes closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic because it is time to move on to something incredible that we like to call birthdays
with Doug.
There he is.
Arroyo.
Arroyo is what I was saying. Yeah, Arroyo.
Like Froyo.
Froyo. Turn your mic up, Doug. Turn it up. Give me more of you.
How's that?
That's what I want.
All right. Today, January the 6th, 2015, day 6 of the year, there are 359 days remaining in the year.
Nice.
First up this morning.
I don't know what this is.
This is AC/DC.
Oh!
But why do I know it?
It's AC/DC. You probably heard it.
It's in something else. It was in something I saw recently.
Iron Man 2?
Oh. Is that what this is? Is this from the soundtrack?
Yeah.
I get it.
It is guitarist Malcolm Young of AC/DC's
Malcolm
birthday.
Young. Who's the guy that recently left the band? It was his brother, right? No. No. One of the guys left.
He found out via social media that he was kicked out of the band. For the original person to come back.
Yeah.
Even though he had been like the person from like early on in the band.
Yeah. For like 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, I'm going to say he's 65.
52?
62 years
old. That's cool.
From the group Sister Sledge. Such hits as We Are Family, Kathy Sledge.
It's a menacing last name. She's a dubious lady.
I bet her nickname was Kathy Sludge.
Oh, why?
Because it's like one letter apart.
Was she a stinky kid?
It's an obvious nickname.
Why? No, you could just call her Sledge, or maybe her nickname was Sledgehammer.
I doubt it.
That would make more sense.
Only if she was like a bully.
A bully?
A bully.
A bully.
A bully.
Wait. Say bully.
Bully.
What is a bully? Ebola. Ebola is a e-bully.
You're making fun of my accent?
Hey, I'm from the South. At least mine's charming.
I'm from the West Coast.
No, you're not. You're from Idaho. That doesn't count.
I'm originally from California.
Well, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. All right, I give you the win here then. Because you have a laxent. That's what everybody...
A laxent?
Yeah,
I'm not from SoCal.
There's zero accent.
If I were from SoCal...
What?
I don't know.
You'd be my...
I can't imagine the SoCal accent right now.
Be my SoPal.
But I've heard it.
Do you remember when we were doing birthdays just a minute ago?
Yeah.
We should get back. All right, this lady, she's 71.
69.
56.
Well, can't win them all.
Nope. Doug. Next up, former National Football League defensive end and actor. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000 and is currently a studio analysis. However you say that word.
Analyst.
Analyst, there we go. For Fox Sports NFL coverage.
Howie
Long.
Howie Long. Okay.
Wait, didn't he do the Chevy commercials?
Yes.
Actor. He's an actor.
Built for death.
Okay, he is 42.
50.
He is 55 years old.
Ooh, he's old. Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about now. I just pictured him.
Next up, an American film director, screenwriter, producer, best known for directing the 1991 film Boys in the Hood. He's also...
Oh.
What?
Well, no, keep going, keep going.
He's also done such films as Shaft, Too Fast, Too Furious, and Four Brothers.
He did Too Fast, Too
Furious?
So we
can blame him for that?
Who is this guy?
Who can we blame for the other, like, 10 of those?
John Singleton.
John Singleton. Okay. I thought it was somebody else. I don't know. 48.
50.
47 years old.
That's the song that they played at the end of Guardians.
True story.
Song they play at the end of Boys in the Hood also.
But Guardians was better.
Someday!
Depending on who you ask.
Ask me.
Tail?
Guardians.
Definitely.
Next up, an English actor, comedian, screenwriter, best known for his work on the sitcoms Mr. Bean and Blackadder.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yes.
Booyah! Mr. Bean! I love Mr. Bean. I used to watch this on PBS or whatever, the show, before the movie came out. I had heard of it before the movie.
Me too.
And it was really funny.
I liked it.
The one where he's in the church. This is what this is reminding me of. And he falls asleep. Did you ever see that one?
I don't know.
That was awesome. I think they recreated it in one of the movies, but it was based on a skit where he went to church and he fell asleep, and it was awesome. It was very funny. Don't fall asleep in church. People are watching you.
My dad does that all the time. And he's a snorer.
Yeah, my dad used to sing in the choir. He would fall asleep. And he also worked, he was a youth group worker, so we would all make fun of him in youth group. Like, hey, Murray, you fell asleep again.
Murray!
And I'd be like, yeah, you fell asleep, Dad. I'm cool, guys. Right?
Nobody so did he basically cool. play himself in the movie Rat Race? Like, did he play the Mr. Bean character in
Rat
Race?
Is that what that's in? Where he falls asleep?
In that movie, that was like his, like, the joke of the movie was like...
He kept falling asleep.
He would get, like, super ahead of everyone else and just fall asleep.
He was narcoleptic. That's what it was.
That was a great movie.
It was way funnier than I expected it to
be. Do you remember the scene where the family's driving in the car?
Yes.
52.
Rowan Atkinson
I'm to think of that scene.
He's 66.
He is 60 years old.
Oh.
And the final birthday today.
That's all. What's his face? The main guy, Andrew Lincoln.
Nope.
No.
Brett Lincoln.
Some would say it's better than Andrew Lincoln.
Carl Lincoln.
Is it Carl? Little Carl?
Nope. He was Devin also Lincoln. In the Boondock Saints.
Oh, Daryl! Daryl yes. Dixon! Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Booyah! If Steve-O was here, he'd go nuts right now.
I was going just through the alphabet coming up with names.
It's okay. I do that too when I'm doing math problems.
Yeah. You go through the alphabet.
Come up with names. Mm-hmm. That's how I win every time in sports. So, Daryl Dixon. This is Dawn's biggest crush in the world.
Oh.
She loves Norman Reedus. So much. Yes. Where'd you go? You disappeared.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Guess how old he is.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't watch Walking Dead?
No.
I don't either.
I don't.
I do. I watch it all the time. It's pretty great.
43.
He... 38.
He is 46 years old.
Oh. Whoa. He's way older than I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't imagine that he was that old.
Boondock Saints came out.
That's true.
Quite a while ago, yeah.
Long time ago. Good point, Doug. Good point.
On to dates. According to tradition, on this day in 1 year, Joan of Arc was born in France.
Ooh.
1492.
1412.
Whoa. I was just like, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Speaking of blue, this morning when I woke up, I got my phone and Googled a blue sky.
Yeah.
And it helped me wake up.
Right?
I don't know if it really did. I think it was more of like a mental thing. I was like, I'm going to wake up now.
This is my jam.
All right.
On this day in what year, New Mexico became the 47th state?
Oh. We've talked about this.
Have we had a bicentennial yet?
I don't know. Steve-O knows what this is. Steve-O knows. Do you know what the... Of course you know, Doug.
He's got the answers.
Forty-seventh Mississippi was like 20th, and it was 1817. So,
I'm gonna say 1810.
No, 1897.
1912.
Really?
Titanic sank that year.
So we have not had a bicentennial. Idaho's had a bicentennial.
On this same what year, a Pan American Airways plane arrived in New York to complete the first around the world trip by a commercial aircraft.
Nineteen fifty-one.
2003. 1942.
Ah! I watched The Aviator the other day.
How was it?
It was a good movie.
Do you remember Rocket Man?
Yes.
I do too.
I know you do. I bet you do. Rocket Man. I haven't thought about that movie in years.
On this day, what year Wheel of Fortune premiered? Is the longest running syndicated game show in television history.
Ooh. You know who's really, really good at Wheel of Fortune? Steve-O. It's crazy how good he is at Wheel of Fortune.
I used to broadcast Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Vanna White?
No.
Why not?
It was syndicated.
Man, why didn't you just talk to her? Just talk to her, man. It's not hard.
She's only on the screen, man.
You just talk to her. You say, hey, nice, I broadcast your show. You totally have like a...
She's really old.
Well, talk to Pat Sajak then.
I would love...
And he could introduce you.
I would love to like go out for a root beer with Pat Sajak.
Yeah? Why? Did you see?
He's awesome.
He doesn't delete, like, he has people in his phone book on his phone that have died like 10 years ago, and he doesn't delete their numbers.
Well, that's just lazy.
Is it just so maybe they'll call him? What if they call though?
He just says that it feels too like deleting them from his phone book is like making it official that they're
dead.
Why
do you know that, Doug?
Because I heard an ear. He was on ESPN Radio once, and he did an interview.
That's pretty cool.
And they were asking him like random people he had in his phone book, and he just started naming off dead celebrities.
And they were all like, but they're dead. And he's like, not to me.
He has Ronald Reagan's phone number.
They're alive in my phone book.
I'm going to say 1981.
1979.
1975.
Oh! Wow.
The number one song for today.
What is it? So lo-fi.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. Heard it through the grapevine.
Are we supposed to be guessing?
Yes. Oh. We guess what year this was number one.
Oh. But not the name of the song, right?
No.
Oh. 1961.
1954.
I heard it through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye was the number one song on this day in 1969.
Oh! Ooh. What did you say?
61.
Nice.
Today is Three Kings Day, celebrating the day upon which the three kings arrived at Bethlehem.
What?
Returns
That's
Day.
Dumb.
No, it's not. You call everything dumb.
That one is dumb.
All right, go ahead, Doug.
It's Apple Tree Day, and it's Bean Day.
Bean Day. Now, that's a good day. If it was Beans Day, then I would know about it, because he would have scratched me this morning.
What if all we eat today are beans?
Okay, but I'd have to go home and get him. And
then tomorrow's morning show is not going to be good.
No, it's not.
It'd be like Steve-O had a bowl of ice cream.
Oh, man. Okay, so it's time for New Music Tuesday right now, but we need to play
we need to do a commercial
break.
Yeah,
we need to play some commercials. We'll come right back in strong with New Music Tuesday, so don't go anywhere. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
It's a time.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm getting these segues
down. That was
smooth.
That was
good.
Smooth, buddy. Hello, everyone. It's Tuesday, and it's a little past 7 a.m., but you know that means it's time for New Music Tuesday.
Welcome.
Daniel's excited because he's never done this before.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. We got some jams. A few bands released songs over the Christmas holiday, gearing up for the return to regular radio. Once January came about, and here we are.
Here we are.
So we're going to get out your judging hats or whatever it is that Steve-O always says, because we are going to critique some music. We've got quite a few songs for you today, and we hope that you like what you hear. Are you excited, Daniel?
I am excited.
You are excited. We've got new songs from Liebecker, Brightwork, The Afters, Matt Carney, Least of These, I know we recently added a Least of These song, but this is like the actual single. So we're going to play that. We're going to start with a little band called Ilya. We've been playing a song from these cats for a while, but this is a brand new single. It's called My Allegiance. So you can go to our Facebook. This is how we do it. We have our Facebook open, or you can give us a call. Doug will talk to you and take your info or whatever. But we want you to tell us if you dig it or you want to bury it. And you do that by going to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We post the names of the songs, and then you tell us what you think. And it's a lot of fun. Super interactive, because that's what we thrive on. Because if we didn't have that, then we would just be talking into the air, which is what I do when I'm alone. And I don't want to do that while I'm at work.
I feel like you're doing it now.
That's sad. No, you're listening. I'm looking at you, and you're listening. Yes, you are. Ooh, don't you derail this. You listen with your ears. Anyway, we'll get to it. This is My Allegiance from Ilya. Tell us if you dig it or if you want to bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Here it is. Not playing.
Oh, you know what? It's still got that little red X on it.
Why?
So, just bear with us. Matt, would you like to continue just talking to the air?
Sure. Hello, air. How are you today? I'm doing okay. I wish that you were a little bit cleaner. Maybe if humans we could drive in so many cars, you would be. But as far as I know, that's not going to happen because... Okay, good. My Allegiance from Ilya. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. That was My Allegiance from Ilya. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let's see what the people have to say.
What do the people have to say?
Casey says, dig. Jameson says, dig it, homeboy. Michael says, a new year with new music. Dig. Off to a good start. Stefan says, it's not that bad, but it's not good either. Barry. Bill says, not for him. Kelsey says, dig it. Jacob says, I'm a fan. This is great to wake up to. Now I won't be late to work. Thank you. Anyway, dig. You're welcome, Jacob. That's what we're here for.
You know, it reminded me of, like, original Benjamin Gate.
Oh, I really like her vocals.
I do, too.
I like the...
I think it's a positive change. I didn't care for that breakdown, not breakdown, but that stringed bridge in the middle.
The bridge thing.
I felt like it kind of didn't follow the song.
It was a diversion.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel used to work at a station called the Effect Radio Network. and they played like old Waverly stuff.
Yep.
Played with House Heroes, and so you've met Ilya. You've been familiar. So, and they've been through a lot of changes.
Yeah, and actually, the last couple songs, probably the last three songs I've heard from them, I actually like.
Yeah.
Beforehand, I would have passed on Ilya any day.
I'm with you on that. And we did shows with them. Sweet girls. Now, there are two females in the band, and then the rest is rounded out by some dudes.
Cool.
Chilling out. Chilling out and doing it well. Okay, so I'm interested to see what everybody thinks about this next song. This is from a fairly new band called Spoken For, and the song is Freedom to Move. Go to our Facebook and participate. Tell us what you think. Do you dig it? Do you want to bury it? Let us know.
All right, Spoken For, Freedom to Move, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do the people say?
Thebe says, meh. Bill says, Weird Al. Kelsey says, loving this. Great vocals and beat. Want to hear a lot more. Chase says, I can dig it. Jameson says, dig it. Feel the flow. It's amazing. I'm okay with it. I kind of thought the lyrics were cheesy.
I think like the lyrical content is solid, but the execution is poor. Like, I think we're in a day and age where we don't need to be rhyming everything.
I don't know, man. I rhyme all the time.
Yes.
I think it's fine.
And Matt, this is your intervention.
Intervention? It's about prevention. And I think you failed to mention...
You know what, Matt? You're making me turn orange.
I think that's just... Oh, man, I had a great run, but I don't know if I can say it. I really don't.
Give it a few minutes.
I could get in trouble.
So... Like, I don't know, and between Ilya and this song, I'm starting to wonder what the deal is with, like, the bridge and the breakdown that people are doing nowadays. It's like they're just stopping the song, doing something weird, and then getting back to it. That bridge just sounded like chaos.
Chaos.
It was all over the place.
I agree. But, you know, if that's what you people like, then that's what you're gonna get.
But that's one of the things that's cool about Static, is even if... DJ Bossman Dan doesn't like it.
Yep.
If the people do, we still play it.
It's true.
So that's why you got to be involved in New Music Tuesday.
That's why we want you to get to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're posting the names and the artists, and we are tagging the artists, so keep your criticism kind.
Yes.
Because they're going to see it. I mean, unless you're
a jerk. I think that the better execution of that kind of style of music is going to be coming up with Nine Lashes.
Okay.
I think the two are very closely related, but Nine Lashes does a better job at it.
And I'm interested to see what people think about that Demon Hunter song, because we were listening to it yesterday, and we were like, this is Demon Hunter?
Yeah, it just reminded me of Nickelback.
Oh, no, don't say that. Some people will really like it.
You know what, though? We should not, like, talk about the music, because we don't want to sway people's opinion.
We don't want to sway you guys. It sounds like Nickelback. All right, so this next song, this is called Margins. It's from a band called Great Awakening. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Do you dig it? Do you bury it? We want to know.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Put me in the margins.
Margins from Great Awakening here on New Music Tuesday. You're listening to Static Radio. This is Mateo.
DJ Bossman Dan.
And we are Team Awesome Morning Party. And we are looking for your feedback. Go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about these new jams that we are playing for your ears. Maybe your ears hate them. Maybe your ears love them and you want more.
Maybe your ears are apathetic.
Maybe you don't have ears, and if you don't, I apologize for talking so much about ears.
Maybe you're incredibly congested, and your ears are full of mucus.
It could happen.
It
does
happen.
People get sick.
Yeah.
The flu is an epidemic of crazy proportions.
And maybe you're Doug, and you have very strange ears.
Oh, I love his ears. Just sweet Doug in there. Anyway, Bill Peterson says, Anchor in Braille? Kelsey says, I dig it. I can see my church worship band playing a great song like this. Thebe says, sounds like Anne Berlin at 3/4 of the speed. Stefan says, digging it. I did not hear any Anne Berlin.
I did not either. That is news to me.
Those are some, we got some anti and Berlinites.
It was a pretty good song. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's cool. And I would encourage people to look up the lyric video for that song, because the stuff that he's saying is really neat. That's the best way I can put it. It's probably not a good selling. A good it's really neat. Well, you just hear a lot of worship songs, and they say the same thing.
Right.
That's definitely not saying something that I've heard before.
Yeah.
But still lining up, I guess, to what you want in a worship song.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying crazy stuff. Anyway, we'll move on. It's time for a song from Liebecker. Oh, we have a phone call. Okay.
Phone call.
Let's see what it say.
Static.
Wooly likes meat.
Yeah!
I like meat a lot.
What's up, Wooly?
Oh, man. I thought that last song was good, and I like meat a lot, and I like you guys, and I miss y'all.
Good morning, buddy. Are you having a good day?
Oh, man. It's the best of this day. It's a little chilly, but that's okay. I'm wearing some flannel, so life is good.
Oh, man.
Can we just say how amazing flannel is for a second?
Yeah.
Holy cow. So good.
He loves it. It is Wooly. Hey. Flannel
yeah,
is Wooly. No,
flannel.
It is Wooly, and you are Wooly.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Thanks for calling us, buddy.
Hey, man. Hey. I listened to y'all yesterday.
I'm sorry.
On the app, and the app just like kind of flipped out for about an hour.
Okay, if you're out there and you're listening and the app messes up, try refreshing it. If you have an iPhone, do the little double tap thing and like throw the app.
Throw it out.
And
I
literally
just threw my phone on the ground because I was tapping, I was kicking it, I was throwing it.
That's a bad idea.
And then it just didn't work.
No, sometimes you just. But technology and violence are not good friends.
No, they're not. We just need to get rid of all that AI and all the other alphabetical letters and things, and we're going to make this stuff work. That's what I think.
I think it's going to get rid of us.
No!
Yeah, singularity.
No.
Yes,
we need
Wooly.
Radio, man. We need it.
We do need it.
TJ Bossman, man.
What?
You're doing a good job, buddy.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you on the road, brother.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Wooly.
On the road when I'm driving on the road. You guys are great. I love y'all.
Love you, buddy.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Doug, you're still fresh. So fresh and so clean.
Well, if you're
I love
the...
you guys. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, later, buddy.
Adios.
Bye.
I'd just like to say.
Yep.
Anyone who's in the same room as Doug knows he ain't fresh.
Yes, he is fresh. Doug, I got your back, man. Don't worry about it.
Smells like old cheese. Milk.
Sounds like you and Doug need to get in a fight.
Broccoli. You ever notice when you cook broccoli, it smells terrible?
No, I don't cook broccoli. I just microwave it.
You should cook broccoli.
Nope. I will not, Daniel. This next song's called Without a Fight. It's by a band called Liebecker. It's one of DJ Bossman Dan's favorite bands.
Lies.
He loves them, and he loves to hang out
with
them. We'll talk about it when we come back. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Without a Fight from Liebecker. New track from that band.
You know, the sound they make at the end there?
Mm-hmm.
Is the same sound that my heart makes when I hear the song, except for it sounds a lot more like,
More of a meh-y.
Uh-huh.
Not so much an exclamation of joy.
Yep.
Kelsey says, dig it. Already want to download the song. Michael Harvey says, too much fighting going on. Can't we all just get along? Which is funny because that rhymed with the previous comment.
Mm-hmm.
Thebe says, I understand songs sometimes need to repeat themselves, but this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Never repeat it. Casey says, I could dig it, but in small doses. And Bill says, getting weary of the anthem genre.
I agree with Bill.
You agree with Bill?
It started in worship music a few years ago.
Yeah.
Everything was like a march anthem.
Do, do, ka, do, 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 ka. You know what I'm ready to see disappear? And this might upset some people.
Is it Doug?
No, gosh, I love Doug. I want him to stay forever. Doug, don't let him mess with your mind. That's what he's doing. He's trying to break in, and he's trying to just mess with your mind. Look at him. He's making... Nope, he doesn't love you. He doesn't love you, Doug. Okay, so I'm ready for bands that tour to quit having 1,000 drums on stage.
Yes!
It's time to let it go.
Like, you don't need 4 different people playing toms.
You
don't need a concert bass drum. And you don't need 3 people on a snare drum. And you know what? As a drummer who plays worship music, it's really, really frustrating because I'm like, I can't play that.
Yeah.
I don't have 4 legs.
Right. Well, and half the time, not everyone in the band is a drummer.
Right.
So it's like three of the four are okay, and then you've got one that's kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
And that ruins it. Maybe not for the general, but maybe it's like a, if you're really listening and you pick up on it and you just can't let go of it, you're like, okay, okay, he's offbeat. He is off. Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
You know, for me, I put Liebecker and Citizen together because when I was at Creation Northwest a few years ago, mm-hmm. Liebecker and Citizen were playing like every 30 minutes on one of the stages because they canceled a lot of bands.
Oh.
And I didn't like either of them.
Oh. But, so you had a good time.
But yeah. But Citizen is now Citizens and Saints.
Right.
Right? And the new album is awesome.
Yeah, we play.
I dig it hard. I want to see that happen with Liebecker.
Okay.
It's not too late for them. They can make awesome music. They just need to make original music.
I like that attitude because I give up on things too quickly. All right, the next song, it's called Hope for Love. It's by a band called Bright Work. Do you dig it or do you want to bury it? Let us know. Go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static. Bright Work on Static. That's Hope for Love right here on New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. What do the people say?
Stefan says, it kind of sounds like every other song out right now. Sean says, dig, dig, dig. Great sound. Good breakdown. Bill says, sounds like something that sounds like something. No. Laura says, love it. Dig. Kelsey says, dig it. Sounds like a band that I would like to see at the Rock and Worship Roadshow. And then Jacob says, okay, I'm up. Dig it. I thought Jacob got up earlier. He said we woke him up early, and now he's just getting up. He went back to sleep.
He went back to sleep.
He went back to sleep. Come on, Jacob. We talked yesterday about sleep for about 30 seconds. You should have listened.
I thought it was a pretty good song. Vocals were really boring.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
There's no dynamics there.
You know who it reminded me of? Morning September. Do you remember that band?
I don't think so.
If we maybe. We'll pull it up when we go off air, but yeah, the Morning September. Very similar. Kind of Morning September Forever Changed-ish. Not necessarily the musicianship of Forever Changed, because those dudes were incredible musicians. They were crazy awesome, all of the guys in the band. All right, this next song is a bit of a departure from the normal Demon Hunter sound, so we want to know what you think about it. It's their new single. It's called The Heart of a Graveyard. Tell us what you think.
Team Awesome Morning Party?
Now.
Demon Hunter, The Heart of a Graveyard.
Yeah.
Okay, second listen, it wasn't as bad as... It wasn't. It's not a bad song. It just didn't strike me as...
It doesn't do anything for me. And, you know, Demon Hunter is actually... I used to be, like, really into metal. Demon Hunter is what got me there, like, into metal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I have not been a big fan since the Triptych.
What is that?
That was the name. That was like their third album.
I remember with the skull thing. Well, they all have.
It was like teal and red was the album cover.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, and I just think it's been downhill since then.
Stefan says, "I think Bill Peterson and I have been on the same page all morning. It sounds like a Demon Hunter radio friendly song.
Exactly.
That's what Bill said. Sounds like Demon Hunter, but it does. It sounds like a Demon Hunter radio song,
mm-hmm.
which was surprising to me. I remember when I first listened, kind of like you, to Demon Hunter. It was like metal.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all those guys are getting older, and why not, right? Make some songs people listen to. Jacob says, I'm going to say dig, but it did feel a little repetitive. Laura says, Demon Hunter is awesome, super dig. And Chase says, this is my favorite song out of New Music Tuesday so far. Dig. There you go.
The people like it.
SB says, tell me of your consummation. He means that you are consumed by God, right? We can look it up.
What else would it mean?
I don't know. I assume that it does because it was sent to us via Nashville. So, yes.
Everything they send us means that.
Yeah, yes, it does. Right, right. TJ says, boo, this song is bad and I should feel bad.
You should feel bad, TJ.
SB says she has no strong opinion. All right, so let's move on to the next one. This is a change up in sound right now.
You know, I think it's fitting that this song comes after the last one.
Why is that?
Because the band is the Afters.
Yeah, look at you.
See what I did there?
I see. I kind of see it. I'm sort of blind, though. This is a new song from the Afters. It's called Breathe In and Breathe Out. When's the last time you heard The Afters?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time for me,
I wish
too.
We all could win, I think, was the last one.
Wow. All right. So tell us what you think. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us if you dig it or if you want to bury it. Just throw out your opinion. But be kind because I'm tagging every band and they'll see what you say.
New Music Tuesday.
Let's do it.
Static.
We got a call. Hello?
Hey, this is SB.
Hey, SB.
So, I did breathe out, but it was more like a...
You love it.
Aww.
So, tell us why you love it so much.
Is it stuck in your head, though?
I no. Well, yeah. That first part.
That.
It was... I don't know.
Your favorite song you've ever heard?
I think it's too much like a summery song. You know how they say there's a difference between summer and winter songs?
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
And I loved The Afters. I actually saw them in concert when M88 was still doing Cliff stuff.
Yeah, Freedom Fest.
Yes, I forgot the name for some reason.
It's been so long.
Since M88 existed.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't like it. Right now because it's cold. And I'm like, that reminds me of running through flowers and stuff.
Well, it's gearing you up for spring.
Isn't that a good thing, though? Don't you want to feel warm on the inside?
It doesn't make me feel warm. It makes me feel mad.
Oh, gotcha. So it just makes you angry.
Yeah, because it's not warm.
It'll be warm soon. Thanks for calling, SB.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. TJ says, K-Love has a target listener named Becky. She would listen to this song during Lamaze class, and so would Bill. Bill says this song is playable. Stefan says this song is playable. Casey says, dig. Kayla, 2.0, says she likes it.
I just got the Lamaze joke.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. Lamaze is like the baby birthing stuff. Mm. Breathe in, breathe out.
Ah, that TJ, he's a smart one.
That was a good one.
He's a smart one. Stephen A. says, it's an anthem. It's a breath of fresh air, but it was lacking something. I don't know. Jacob says, it doesn't seem like anything special, but it's fun. Dig it.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree with those.
Yeah, it's a poppy little number. It'll get stuck in that little beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. Get stuck in your head. It's written to get stuck in your head.
And that's exactly what they want.
That is what they want. And speaking of things getting stuck in your head, this is a brand new single from Matt Carney. Again, we've played a couple of songs from the new album, but this is the official single. It's called One Heart. I'm a Matt Carney fan. I like him.
I go back and forth.
Back and forth. Let's see what you think about this one. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there right now. Listen to this song and critique it kindly.
It's New Music Tuesday on Static Radio. Matt Carney?
One Heart.
Straight from the carnival.
Straight from the one heart that he has at the carnival. That was Matt Carney. I get what you did. It's a funny joke. I like it. Carnies are terrifying.
They can be.
And some of them are really nice.
Some of them are.
There's a show on right now called American Horror Story Freak Show, and those are really nice people. I've never seen it. I can't watch that show. It scares me so much.
I haven't tried.
I'm afraid of everything.
That's okay.
If you guys ever want to scare me, just show up. I'm afraid of everything.
He does tend to huddle in the corner and pee his pants.
Yeah, thanks for... Now everybody knows.
Now everybody knows.
Stephen A. says, dig it. Passed my driving jam test with flying colors. Booyah. Buddy Joe says, dig it. Ken says, this guy writes the same song over and over again, but it's a song I like listening to over and over again. Dig. It looks like we have a couple of phone calls.
Okay.
Let's see what people have to say.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, it's me again.
Hey, SB.
As much as I didn't like the other one, I like this one.
Now, see, now there's a contradiction here, because that's a summertime song, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I feel
Matt
like
Carney always sounds sad when he's singing.
It's like a sad summer song.
Yeah, it's like he's bummed.
It was a bit down to earth, a lot more, like, he had a story to tell. I like stories.
He likes story songs.
Versus yeah. songs about automated physical processes.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling, SB.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, hey. So I like the other one, and I like this one. I'm a summer person. I love the summer. It's like I have to wait 8 months for the summer. And if I can get me a little bit of summer in this cold, bitter cold, blah, then, yeah, it's awesome. But it's a really happy beat. So when you're driving and people are, like, losing their minds and doing really dumb things, it keeps me from, like, you know, not honking at them.
Yeah, I get that.
Matt Carney, the anti-road rage.
Exactly.
He's your anti-drug, Matt Carney. Matt Carney's my anti-drug.
They should be so thankful that I'm listening to that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That sounded like a veiled threat.
You have a lot of pent-up rage, don't you?
Great songs, though. I really enjoyed them. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. Brandy says keep. Richard says big dig.
Big dig.
Casey says got me tapping my foot. Kelsey says dig it. Bill says Matt Carney has good stuff. This is par, but not repeatable. Barry. Laura says nice song. Dig. Kayla 2.0 says 2.0 approved. Thank you, Kayla, for listening.
Doesn't mean anything though.
Whoa.
She doesn't have a sticker.
Hey.
She needs an approval sticker.
I need an approval.
And then it matters.
That would be good. Jacob says, meh, the rap part, meh. But it did have a good message. And the part where we sang was great. It does feel like static. I'm going to say I could warm up to it. Thanks for, man, Jacob's on it today.
The part where we sang?
That's what is the part where we sang was
did
great.
Did he sing along with it?
Maybe he did sing along. I don't know. Bernadette likes it a lot.
Bernadette.
Somebody shared it.
Bernalillo.
I think that could be the most popular one so far.
Because it was shared?
Yeah, somebody shared it.
Right on.
All right, now listen. You're going to intro this next song. You're going to talk about it. Because I want you to tell the story of your review.
Of my review?
Yeah, we're going to play it, we're going to come back, and then you're going to give some background.
Okay, so the first thing to note here.
Yes?
Is that this was song 8 in our stack of New Music Tuesday.
Okay.
And I asked if we could move it down to song 9.
Why?
Because it's 9 lashes.
Look at you with your numbers. You are just fancy.
That was after the afters joke.
Oh, you think you fancy,
did you
huh?
Did you not pick up on that?
I don't pick up much.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about it when we come back. It's 9 lashes. You are the light. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Nine Lashes, You Are the Light on Static. It's New Music Tuesday, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it or bury it.
Bury it. Are you going to dig it or are you going to bury it? All right, now tell everybody, because Daniel, like we said earlier, used to work at a different radio station.
Different radio station.
And towards the end of your tenure there, you started doing reviews.
Yes, we started doing reviews there. And when this album came out, I absolutely hated it.
Hated the whole record.
I was a big fan of Nine Lashes. I liked the first album. Mm-hmm. I liked World We View. And this album was a pretty big departure from it.
Right.
And I felt like the label had maybe made a good half of the album. Like there's maybe 4 songs on the album that were 9 lashes.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was like Tooth and Nail doing their thing.
But now you feel differently.
Yeah. Now I feel totally different. It's actually become one of my favorite albums. It's always on my phone.
All right.
I listen to it pretty regularly.
That's
even interesting. Even like Break the World was the first single, and I hated that song. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's a great album
it's
now.
It's weird how things change like that. You can go back and I know there were songs. I can listen to albums. Like I found my old CD binder,
uh-huh.
you know, that I had back in the day. If you're a kid and you're listening, we used to have to listen to CDs and you had to keep them in a binder.
They were like these little plates of plastic with foil.
Yeah. You didn't eat off of them because that would scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
But
very fragile.
They took up space. It wasn't like an iPhone or an iPod.
You had giant binders full of them.
Yeah. And when we would go on tour, it was fun because we would all bring our CD binders. So there was just like a spot in the van that was just CD binders. But anyway, listening to songs that I used to not care about on albums, and I'd be like, skip, skip. And now I'll go back and listen to them. And I'm like, man, that's a really good song.
Do you remember when you could program like your Discman to skip certain tracks?
Yeah.
You could like play 1, 3, 9.
Yeah. I never got into all that programming. You can do that now, though. You can make playlists.
Well, yeah, you don't need to program it with your Discman, though. You can just pick the MP3.
Discman, come back. You know, I saw a Discman for sale the other day.
I think I still have my last one.
I saw one in the package, brand new. And it was like, whoa, somebody's still selling this thing.
Now Walkmans are just built into headphones.
Yeah, they're just there. They're just there. All right, I'm going to refresh this, and we're going to see what you people have to say about nine lashes. Bill says, today is Daryl from The Walking Dead's birthday, so I'll give this a dig.
Okay.
He says it was on his Facebook feed. He doesn't want anybody to think he's keeping track of it. So it's just on his Facebook.
Okay.
Laura says, this song got me awake, and I feel alive. Dig. And Jacob says, dude, I'm a fan.
All right.
Dig.
The people agree.
They pass the test. They do. What time is it? We need
it
to...
It is 8:05.
Yeah, whoa.
We need to hit that spot block, so we'll be back.
We'll be right back with more New Music Tuesday right after this.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
And we're back!
Wow! We're back. And we're back! What happened to Bill? We are. It's New Music Tuesday. You're listening to Static Radio. This is Mateo.
DJ Bossman Dan.
And we're Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O is out this week. He's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But we got producer Doug in the other room. And we got a lot of tasty jams for your ears. And we've gotten a ton of feedback today, which I am very happy about.
People mostly like the music today. So they're either lying or they genuinely like the music.
That's good. We don't like liars on our Facebook, so tell us what you really think, but be kind about it. That's all that we ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say what you're gonna say.
I'm trying to think of it. It's a lyric.
What?
It's from Cold Speak by Islander.
I don't know. You've got that whole record.
Say what you mean, but always love.
Say what you mean, but always love. Oh, I like that.
That's a good one.
All right, I want to read a little bit about this next song. We've got a new track from Rocky Loves Emily. Here's the difference with this band. But you know what? We'll talk about it after the song.
So I have a daughter named Emily.
Yeah?
I want to know who this Rocky guy is.
You got to watch Three Ninjas, man. You ever seen that movie?
I don't think so.
This is a Three Ninjas. Rocky Loves Emily. Rocky Loves is in the movie. You got to watch the movie. Anyway, so recently the band had a friend named Matthew...
From Albuquerque?
No.
No.
This guy overdosed on heroin and died.
Oh.
And so they wrote a song about it. And I wanted to read the little letter that he wrote. This is from Sean. It's a lengthy explanation on the meaning behind this song about a close friend who overdosed on heroin in 2011. He says, I was truly blessed in life to share one of the most wonderful friendships anyone could ever ask for. Matt Bordeaux, who I confidently consider my brother, who my parents would probably consider their second son, defined the term best friend. He knew me better than anyone ever has, just as I knew him. He was always there for me, regardless of the circumstance. It gave me the clearest understanding of what it feels like to have someone who cares about you completely. Unfortunately, after a relapse, Matt died of a heroin overdose on May 16, 2011. Suffering the loss of the closest person in my life is, without a doubt, the most difficult battle I've ever fought. Along with numerous friends and family members, I constantly questioned myself for what I could have done to ensure that this disaster never occurred. It took me years to overcome the depression I fell into and accept that a life without Matt was now the reality that I lived in. I wrote this song as a memorial to my best friend, my brother, Matt. His loss forever changed my life, as well as the countless people who loved him. He suffered much of his drug addiction in silence. I know that any one of us would have loved the opportunity to tell him, hey, you're not alone. We love you, and you will never be alone. I wrote this song as a way to turn something so horrible, so honestly avoidable, into something positive. So many people suffer in silence, whether it be an addiction, depression, anything. You need to know that there are people who love you more than you'll ever know, and that without you, they will suffer immensely. Please, if you're suffering, reach out. These people want nothing more than to love you. They want nothing more than the opportunity to tell you that you're not alone, that they love you, and you will never be alone. And so the band wrote this song about their friend that passed away. So check it out. It's called Matthew from Rocky Loves Emily. Tell us what you think.
I kind of hope that more of Rocky Loves Emily starts to sound like that.
Okay, because yeah, we were talking about that song's Matthew from Rocky Loves Emily. You're listening to New Music Tuesday. And we want you to go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can tell us what you think. But anyway, we were talking about how their older records were way, like, glossier and mm-hmm. poppy, sheeny.
It was never anything I was able to get into.
Yeah, it was kind of too much.
Yeah.
Too much poppy. But this new stuff, and the other song that we're playing called Hypocrite, it's got a raw sound to it. Mm-hmm. Both of these songs, they sound like an actual band.
Mm-hmm.
A person played an actual instrument, and they recorded it.
Yeah, the recording kind of reminds me of the Vagabonds album by The Classic Crime.
Okay.
Where it was a very, like, raw and acoustic-sounding recording. It wasn't, like, so heavily mastered and produced.
Right, right. And I appreciate that. Plus, the lyrical content, what that song is really about. We shared before the song, if you just tuned in and missed it. It was about a friend of theirs that he died from a heroin overdose in 2011. And you can Google Matthew by Rocky Loves Emily and read the whole letter for yourself. There's a lyric video. It's pretty cool. Joel the Nanny says, wasn't sure what to expect, but this is really good. I dig it. And TJ says, New Music Tuesday at 8 is the best. I'm in between in the song. It's good, but it feels like it would be best suited to be listened to when you play the album entirely, maybe not as a single.
It feels like it's probably the last song on the album.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of more of the retrospect or like reflective number at the end or maybe in the very middle or something like that.
But you know what? Listening to you talk about what the song was about mm-hmm. made me really tune into the lyrics during the song.
Yeah.
And it was... I thought he painted a lot of really cool word pictures with it, too.
Yeah, talking about heroin being the white spider.
The white spider that he hides under his sleeve.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, their friend, it said he pretty much suffered in silence, and then he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, if you're out there and you're dealing with stuff, there's no reason for you to go through it alone because there are people that love you that really just want to love you and help you. And a lot of times we get isolated, and isolation is something that... I know in my life, it's something that when I start thinking that I'm the only one going through something, that really puts me down. You know, mm-hmm. that's like isolationism it's just the killer thing.
And, you know, a lot of the time people think that if they come out and talk about these problems they're having, that their friends are going to judge them or look down on them. I had a friend back in Idaho who was struggling with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And it had kind of gotten control of him, and he was really struggling with it. But he didn't let anyone know, you know. And he was just kind of silently dealing with it, and he was losing.
Yeah.
And then when he finally like said something about it, man, all we wanted to do was love on him and help him.
Yeah.
And help him to get that help and get the support and do whatever he would let us to help him be restored.
Yeah.
And it ended up that he didn't. You know, he didn't want to, like, have it be this public thing, and he didn't really want a lot of people to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like two or three of us knew what was going on. And he went into a program for alcoholics at, like, a church clear on the other side of town
mm-hmm.
and so that nobody would know. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. That's a good thing to do. So if you're struggling with something and you need help, just realize that people love you
mm-hmm.
and they want to see you restored. And you don't have to make like this big public, oh, I'm dealing with this problem. Like
right.
you can get help in private and be restored.
And I think there's wisdom in that because Steve-O and I talked to an author the other day. And I can't remember his name right now. It's the guy that wrote The Disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
It's his son.
Right.
I can't remember his name.
I can't.
But anyway, he talked about how a lot of times in the church we think we're supposed to just go around spilling the beans on all the worst things
right.
about us. But there's wisdom in finding what your friend did, finding people that he knew he could trust in a tight, you know, circle. And like people keeping that hard accountability and then pursuing, you know, a better thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. There's wisdom in that. And there's programs here at Calvary Albuquerque. If you are listening and you are struggling with something, you can totally give the church a call and they can direct you to who you need to
talk
to.
And like, you don't have to come here regularly.
No.
Like, the people here just want to help.
Yeah.
And so if you're struggling, it doesn't matter whether you attend Calvary. You can come here and get the help that you need.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find, I sent somebody the number earlier, and now I can't pull that email up.
Well, you can go online to calvaryabq.org. That is where all the contact information is, so we don't have the number on us right now.
Yeah, but check it out. Tons of ways to get help and not try to carry all this stuff by yourself.
And man, if we don't have something on campus here that can help you, we definitely have the connections
yes.
to get you plugged in somewhere where you can get help.
Absolutely. And speaking of carrying things, the last song for today is the single, the new single from Least of These, a band that we've played a heck of a lot of here on this station. It's a station favorite, we gotta admit it. This is their single from their new record. The record's called Mirror Image. The single is called Carry Me. Go to our Facebook and tell us what you think about it.
New Music Tuesday.
Let's do it.
God must be awake because I see.
Least of These on Static Radio.
Yeah.
Carry Me, the name of that song. You know, I thought that was like the perfect follow-up to the Rocky Loves Emily song.
Yeah.
And the whole conversation there.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it was great because
cool.
You know, Christ will carry you.
He will, y'all. He'll do it now. Thebes says, well, it's not Amberlynn.
Way to cheapen the moment, Thebes.
Yeah, Thebes. Everything's not. It's funny to me because it's like.
He is obsessed with Amberlynn.
They hate Amberlynn, but at the same time, it's like a Joker-Batman thing.
Uh-huh.
They are enemies, but at the same time, they can't think about anything else. That's what's going on with you and Amberlynn, Thebes. I got you, boy. I got you. Joel the Nanny says, I like this song. I could see myself getting tired of it rather quickly, though. As long as it's not all the time, I'd be all right. Well, we got some bad news. We were planning on playing that song
24/7.
Yeah, just at least for like a week. Just
that
a week.
All we have in the playlist for the rest of the day.
It's pretty. Carry me home, carry me. It's going to be great, guys. Mm-hmm. Just, it's going to be great. We're going to have fun. Bill fell asleep, but not soon enough to where he couldn't type Z on it.
Maybe he fell asleep on the Z.
Maybe
like
he
his
did.
Nose landed
his nose
right
landed.
On the Z.
Just boom!
And then his head fell over and he hit the enter button.
Oh, that's pretty good. Like his ear.
His ear caressed the enter key.
It was his enter ear. I apologize, everyone. I'm sorry. We are going to take a break. Thank you so much for participating in New Music Tuesday. I am very elated that so many people were willing to contribute their thoughts and opinions. And we're going to be recapping this in the midday. Mitch will go through it, and then Celeste will do the encore in the mm-hmm. afternoon for the top five songs. So feel free to go to Facebook all day long and really think about it and say, this is my favorite song from the morning or the midday recap, so Celeste will know which ones to
and all the songs are on there, so if you don't remember one or maybe you missed one, you can look it up on your favorite streaming service.
That's right. That's all you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
That's all you
got. And then
do.
You can participate in the discussion at noon.
That's what we want. We want your feedback, and we want to interact with you because you are the most important part of this station. Who knew?
I did.
You did? You knew that?
Doug told me.
You are a wizard.
Doug is a wizard.
Doug's a wizard. All right, I got to go talk to Doug.
Okay.
I need to get some powers. We're going to come back with Quality Tam Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be fun, so don't go anywhere.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
And yeah, we're back to
wait,
the show.
Play 9 to 5, so it's Tamara's intro. Pause
okay,
this.
I'm going to do this really abruptly.
Okay, stop and go.
Go.
Booyah.
Good morning.
Yeah. There we are. Now we're
party
back.
Party Tam is
it's
here.
Tam Awesome Morning Party.
That's right.
It is. Quality Tam Tuesday. We got Tamara.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy
yeah,
new
it's kind of past that.
It is.
Happy New Year.
New Year. That's
this
right.
This just keeps getting newer every minute.
Steve-O's out of town.
Is that N-O-O-N-E-W?
Close.
Yes.
New Year.
It's Noonie. Noonie. That's how you pronounce it. He's Noonie and I'm Noonie.
That's great.
Yeah. That's how you say it.
I don't know where to look.
You can...
I did that. Okay. When I had to do this one time, I did that. It doesn't help.
I got all tangled up in my headphone cord. Now, Matt, you come stand out here.
No. Gosh.
It doesn't even reach that far.
I'm telling you, the easiest thing is to just look at
just,
her or
just
look at
the screen like just, I'm talking on. Oh, now I'm all twisted up
to,
again.
Look, you need
redo.
To. You need to
I'm
pick,
getting dizzy.
You need to pick the prettiest thing to look at, and I'm over here.
Hold on.
Age before beauty, like
That's
I
right.
said.
Amen.
Every time.
While ago.
Okay, oh, nice.
Somebody pointed out that my haircut looks just like Ted from Himyam.
Josh Radner.
And so I was telling Tamara.
From Himyam? What's that?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, and so I was telling
Oh,
you
yeah, totally.
And Stuart, and I was like, hey, I look like this guy. And they're like, who's that guy? Well, and I told him. And I was like, my hair looks like Ted. Face and body Brad Pitt, but the hair looks like Ted.
No, he said my face and body still look like Brad Pitt, is what he said. But Brad, my hair looks like Ted.
Brad's armpit.
Well, that's... No, not his armpit. Gosh!
Hey, speaking of his wife, you know what I'm going to say here.
Who's
Angelina
wife?
Jolie.
I saw Unbroken.
Was it... How was it?
Oh my gosh! I'm not going to give you any clues, but it was delightful and wonderful, and I totally suggest it. Now, a lot of Christians were saying... Oh no, they took out the most important part of this entire movie, and that was that he gave his life to the Lord and he's like totally a Jesus lover and all this sort of stuff, which is very true. You see him pray a couple times, but at the very end it does say he committed his life to Jesus Christ, which I give Angelina some props for.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks,
Angelina. Oh, well, and I saw a thing about it where his daughter said that she felt like it did a good representation of his faith.
It did. I thought so. And he just took it, man. He was long-suffering. Watch that movie if you need to be encouraged.
For those of us who haven't seen this movie, there's a question looming for all of us. Is there pie in the movie?
What?
Time out. Let me think it through.
Is there pie in the movie?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I don't...
Yep.
Why?
All right.
Unbroken?
His mom. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why would you want to see a movie without pie?
Okay.
Dude. Where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Where did you... Find him.
Pie is delicious.
Pie is terrible for you.
Now we do the Amigos thing. No, don't do this one again. Do the Amigos thing.
Fine. I'm just gonna resume the other one.
Yes, resume the other one because you were doing. I think you had to. There you go. Perfect.
Okay.
You know, my spin teacher would hate this kind of transition.
Why would your spin?
Because she has to go to the next. She's got to go to the next song. You can't just stop. I mean, that's like stopping a spin.
Well, I found that when we play. When you play constant different music, it's harder to pay attention to what we're talking about because people are like, what song is that? What song is that in the background? What song is that?
Oh,
wait,
yeah,
what song is that?
Badass.
What song is that?
You know what's
what
funny?
Song is that?
What?
I do that.
I know. I do it too.
I do it all the time. Yeah. You just brought that to my attention.
It's true. What song is that? What song is that? I had to speak at a church over the past couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the thing was about listening. And,
oh,
and it was
no.
cool because I gave
Did they know who they were?
Exactly.
Asking,
and that's what I told them. I was like, guys, this is a super meta lesson because you shouldn't be listening to me at all. Booyah. But I kind of walked
Dawn
away
before?
With it. Yeah, I walked away with thinking because some picture. Okay, here's the
serious
part.
Yeah, can you start from the top?
Well,
the serious
part. See, I've seen him teach and this is pretty much it.
This is how it goes. It's really off the cuff. Thank you, Daniel, for your confidence. But I kept seeing pictures from Christmas, from family Christmas in Florida.
Oh, nice.
And
That's like a movie.
There were a few where I was in the background on my phone, and I got really embarrassed. And then I just do that when people start talking to me. I totally tune out, and I start thinking, what song is this? You know, I'm not a good listener.
Oh.
So that was part of my lesson is how.
So in one of my communication classes, we had to learn nonverbal communication, right?
Mm.
So we had to tell who was a liar, who wasn't, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we had to mix. I did communication and psychology, so I was mixing them together.
Yeah.
I had to sit and I had to talk to people for case studies where I'd sit there and I'd talk to them. And I had to notice when they were disengaging.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most frustrating thing when they would disengage in like 2 seconds. And you're like, come. I mean,
come
I
back.
Didn't even say my name and you're gone.
You're gone.
And then there are people who could pay attention forever and you like
and
like Daniel's. He's
You're like giving them cues.
Dan the man, the Joss
man. And that's
man,
the end of the conversation.
Man, DJ man.
DJ
he,
boss man.
Like, I literally, like, it was awful because there were some people who could carry on forever and they had the longest attention span I've ever seen in my life.
My attention
I'm really good at multitasking.
Good
you
for
are.
You.
Like,
Which is rare for men.
Because I have worked in a lot of broadcast, and most of the situations I'm managing, like my first job in broadcast was running 4 and then 6 TV stations simultaneously.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, you have to be able to hear them all, and you have to be able to watch them all. And so, like, I'm actually really good at, like, carrying on a conversation while listening to something.
That's beautiful.
And being able to recall what it said.
That's beautiful.
What are you
that blows my
but
mind.
But some people think that I'm not paying attention.
What are you guys talking about? That's what he said. Did you hear him? Oh my gosh,
no,
that was good.
I believe you're paying. I believe that I'm paying attention.
My husband is in awe because sometimes he looks at me and he goes, "How did you? Why? 4 hours ago, we talked about this. And I'm like, I know, that's what I meant. I got to this because of that. And he's like, how do you rewind so fast? Because
you're good at bringing it back. Bringing it back around.
Bringing it back around. That's right.
Full circle. That's right. What we call it.
I'm Jenny from the block.
You are? She's famous. Don't look at her.
I thought her name was Tamara.
I know. I'm confused.
Tammy from the block? Don't call me Tammy.
To her when she keeps changing her name.
My sweet Nana Margie used to call me Tammy.
Who's Nana Margie?
I don't know, but I just turned off her mic.
Okay, good. Now we can whisper to each other. Who is Nana Margie?
I don't know.
She's my grandma.
Do you think she likes Doug?
My Nana is just called Nana.
My Nana and my Meemaw are both gone. All right, turn her back on. Turn her back on.
She's, mic is on now.
She sounds better than us.
Hey, turn her mic
on. Good morning.
On.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Made Tam. Okay, so Quality Tam Tuesday. We like to keep it lighthearted and fun here on this little part, and we usually play a game. And fortunately for us, Doug brought us a game.
I love games.
Oh, Doug.
Doug
Dougie
is the game master.
Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie.
Okay, so the way we do it,
We
have somebody call in.
Okay.
And usually we have two callers, and they can either team up with me or Tam. That's how we do these things.
I know.
That, did that thing break?
Yeah, it's all loose and moving around.
This one always falls off, too. We're talking about our microphones.
It's driving
me
crazy.
I'm going to tell some peeps to call in.
Tell them to call in. All right, now, Daniel, what I need you to do,
There's
the Price is Right theme song.
I will find it.
And so whenever we play a game with Tam, we always play the Price is Right theme song. It's in there somewhere, and she's posting stuff. Hey, Tam, thumbs up. Okay. Social media blitz. So while we're looking for that, though,
got it.
I know that you have a special announcement. Before we came into Quality Tam, we played the newest song from Aaron Gillespie.
Yes, we did.
And you're going to be playing it this week?
We are. Aaron Gillespie has decided to bless us with his presence this Wednesday during our worship service that
he's
we're going to have.
He's giving you guys presents?
He is buying each of us a car, and it's beautiful.
Now, isn't the G an H sound and the double L a Y sound?
Yes. Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Aaron Gillespie.
And if he was a female, I've told him I would call him Sharon Kalinske.
Oh.
But he didn't care for that much.
I bet that went over real well.
So, anyway, Aaron, back to Aaron.
Is,
he will be
is
here.
Is he really insecure?
He no. will be here. No, no he's man, great.
He's cool.
Sharon is wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, so Aaron Gillespie will
Sharing
be here.
Sharon is wonderful.
Wednesday night for service. He'll be leading worship with us. It'll be a regular service, but we'll do our regular worship set. And he'll be doing one of the songs that's on the album that he's featuring on called All to You. He and I sing a duet on that song.
Hey.
So he'll be here.
Are you on the album?
Mateo or me?
You.
Oh, yes, I am too. I am.
Matt sings a duet with Aaron Gillespie.
I do. I sound just like Tamara. It's incredible.
It's the weirdest thing.
I can model
thing.
My voice to sound like anybody.
Yeah.
Singing.
It's do like, it.
I do a pretty decent Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I can hear it.
Kermit the Frog here.
That's...
Jaw
that's,
just
that's,
dropped.
That's more than
that
decent.
That really was good.
Right?
I'm genuinely
that's
impressed.
That's more than decent.
Like a lot of times I feign impressment... Being impressed.
Close.
One time, I called a friend on his birthday and left him a voicemail where I sang Happy Birthday to him as Kermit the Frog.
Did he love it?
He never said anything.
He never
about
called
it.
Him back.
He rejected you.
They're not friends anymore.
Rejected
that
your
That tells
gift.
You that much.
Okay, so.
All right, so Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We've got service starting at 7 o'clock. Aaron Gillespie will be leading worship with us. Please join us. And not only Wednesday, but.
Yeah.
May I?
Yeah, yeah.
Friday. We have Friday night at the porch. It's going to be $5 to get in, and the admission is $5 at the door, and it will be 40 minutes of battle drums opening for Aaron Gillespie. Aaron will be doing his originals as well for the second half, and then we're going to do a little ditty together there at the end.
That's cool.
Now, if you're just a normal listener who's maybe tuning in right now, and you hear about these great events that you'd like to come to, where would you go to see said events?
Yeah. That's a great question.
To find more information.
No,
sir.
Like where are
you
they
taking You would go to
place?
Solomon's Porch at 4010 Osuna Road Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Solomon's Porch is located on Calvary's campus. When you come down the east parking lot stairs, you will go to the left and you will enter into Solomon's Porch. There will be goodies available for sale at Solomon's Porch.
Goodies?
We love those guys over there.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can eat and watch.
All right,
I mean, how
so
much better does it get?
You sent us the poster for it. I'll post that onto Facebook.
Awesome. It starts at 7 o'clock, folks.
Post the poster.
Children
post
are welcome.
Poster. Children are welcome. But you guys are letting kids come?
Heck yeah, we are, man.
That's cool.
Unless they're thieves things.
Do you let women come to these events?
Women are definitely the first people in.
It's a progressive society.
The men have to wait outside.
I've been in Mississippi for the past week, so it's just kind of, I'm re-getting used to stuff.
Re-getting it.
What about pets?
Pets. Could I bring Beans or Panda?
Pets are not allowed.
And is this a potluck?
This is not a potluck. That's illegal.
Yeah. Sam Swan was in charge of this. You're bringing something.
It'd be a potluck.
You're bringing food. Mm-mm. But he's not here today.
Now, if you want to eat before, you're more than welcome to eat before the event.
Okay.
So you can go to a potluck.
What if you're a pet and you wanted to eat here? But you can't come, though.
Yeah, you got to stay in the parking lot.
So is the point of this event to starve pets and make them freeze to death in cars?
Is that what this is? Huh? Is that what you're doing, Tamara?
Nailed it. You guys nailed it.
You're just like Sarah Palin.
You nailed it.
You're standing, you're putting your kid on top of that dog.
Tell me that Sarah just looks so, I love that movie. You know, Sarah Palin does look just like Tina Fey. I mean, come on.
That was a good, okay, let's go to the game. Play the music, Daniel.
Come on, peeps.
Wait, let's wait
Hold
for
on.
It.
And Hold on.
You know, if that wasn't such a terrible picture that I took of myself, I would post it on social media.
It's okay. You don't have to. All right. So it's Quality Tam Tuesday. You know, every Tuesday at 9, lovely friend Tamara from Battle Drums comes in, and she likes to give gifts away to people she doesn't know. So we've got a Citizens and Saints CD. We've got some Lady Lobos tickets.
There we go.
Tons of options. So if you want to play a game, give us a call. We need two callers. One person will side with Tamara. One person will side with, you know what? We're going to say DJ Bossman Dan.
338-3700.
That's right. We're gonna pit you two against each other. What is that? Yeah, tell the person to refresh the app or their website.
Refresh the app or your website and you will... Oh, they can't hear me.
If they can't hear you, you might want to text them.
Duh.
Give us a call right now, 505-338-3700. We want you to play a game and win something.
So does this mean that I am asking the questions?
No,
greetings, listener.
Play a game.
Hey, you got to turn off that radio.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hey, guys.
Turn down your radio.
Good morning.
Okay. Morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Good morning, Static.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Precious. Who is that adorable voice?
I loved your movie.
It's me, Zachariah Fernando.
Aww, what's up, buddy?
I'm Fernando's kid.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, now
I have a cookie, so...
You have a cookie?
Can they bring little boy kids?
Yes, you can bring your cookie with you if you want to Solomon's Porch, as long as you don't share
okay,
it.
Okay, so
you have
I
want to
play
it.
A game.
Okay.
Perfect.
He jumps quickly.
I know.
Let's check out
it.
Line two. We should be able to prod them up, too.
Oops.
Oh.
Hello, other caller. now only caller.
Hey,
hello.
We hung up on Zach.
He was so cute.
He was. And that's why DJ Bossman Dan hung up on
him. I don't know how to get two calls up at once.
There's some way to do it. I don't. Doug knows how to do it. Doug's got it. All right, so.
At least we know he's bringing
So we do need another caller now because Matt made me hang up on Child
this
Fernandez.
This is my fault.
Fernando.
Who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Deandra.
Hi, Deandra.
Deandra.
Hi.
Beautiful name.
Right. Thank you.
As soon as we can get... Well, I'll go ahead and explain the game, and I'll explain it again when somebody else
We'll
calls.
Let Doug pick up the other caller and put them on air for us.
Yeah, he's got it.
Okay.
He's got it. Okay. So the game is going to be, I'm going to list off a random fact, and then you're going to tell me if the answer is true or false.
Nice.
Okay.
That's all we're going to do. But we need one more caller to call in.
So what do I have to do with this?
Well, okay, first, Deandra, whose team do you want to be on? Do you want to be on DJ Bossman Dan's team, or do you want to be on Tamara's team?
Mm.
Oh, I want to be on Tamara's team.
Yeah, girl!
You would!
Girl power!
Girl power today.
Who runs the world? Girls!
Yay.
So unfortunately, whoever calls in next just has to be on your team.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck with you.
I have somebody texting me asking me what the number is again to this place. Can you please share on that radio what the number is?
So, other caller, you're here, right?
Word.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Who is this?
Cruz.
What?
Chris?
Cruz.
What's up, man?
Hey, Cruz.
You're going to be on DJ Bossman Dan's team, okay?
Bring it.
All right, cool. So, I'm going to just read a random fact. And then we're going to do true or false.
And then he's going to say the number to the show.
So who chooses true? Or who chooses?
They
choose. Does my caller choose?
No, you... I'm sorry. You guys choose.
Uh-huh.
And then...
If I'm correct, then my caller wins?
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
And then he's going to give the number right now really quick.
505-338-3700.
I'm glad you did that because we definitely have open phone lines.
Yeah, Tamara.
I'm being sarcastic.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Now, you're already sided up, so you are fully relying on these two in front of me to get this right. So you can't blame me is what I'm saying. This is all on DJ Boss Man Dan. This is all on Tamara.
Girl, I'm going to do my best for you.
All right.
I know you will.
In the world, there are up to 22 underwater hotels. Is this true or false?
True.
DJ Boss Man Dan says true.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If I say true as well.
Well, you could both be wrong.
Okay. Underwater hotels?
Up to 22.
Up to 22.
And sometimes this guy over here changes the number up. So you have to remember. We got a true from DJ Boss Man Dan. Tamara, you have five seconds.
I just feel like there's so much in the world that would make that possible.
Three.
I'm going to say true.
All right. The answer to that
is false.
Is true.
Oh, great.
So we got two winners already.
Hey, that's beautiful.
That's good news. Deandra?
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Wait, who is our dude that called?
Cruz.
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 Sorry, man.
Yeah.
It's just not a memorable name. I feel like it's cool to have a code name,
Cruz,
but you need a better one.
Don't you listen to him. Cruz is a great name.
It reminds me of this song by Florida Georgia Line that just really makes me upset.
No, it reminds me of a cruise.
I
That's delightful.
Mateo, good looking the other day.
Yeah.
But
you better take it back.
Man.
Take it back, man. Take it back.
Good looking.
Here's the thing, though. Sometimes you just can't change the way some things are.
Oh, my gosh. Is this because your face and body still look like Brad Pitt?
Don't you make any
adjustments. I can adjust that.
I can adjust you. All right, so hang on the line. Doug's going to get your information.
Doug.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you.
That was quick.
That was good.
That was great.
We need more callers once he's done with them.
And we've totally got more games.
We've got more games.
Once we get those two out of the way, we want you guys to call in. We've got a bingo game. We've got a What's in Common. I think we're going to play What's in Common next.
Sounds like fun.
The rules for What's in Common, I'm going to say three things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you two are going to list off what those three things have in common.
Okay.
So as soon as Doug gets the info... We'll move on and get some more callers. The number is
505-338-3700.
Tamara, you had a good Christmas?
3,700.
100.
Like my grandpa says, he's so sweet.
That's what he says?
No, here's what he says. He says, that was all the way back in 1941.
1941.
But it's and.
Is he trying to say and?
No,
oh.
It's and, but he says, with
Maybe
his
he's
hands.
Remembering within the statement. He's like, 1941.
No.
No?
Sure. He's also the one you say, how you doing, Grandpa? And he says, I'm in great shape for the shape of man.
Whoa.
Well, what kind of shape is that? Great shape.
Have you guys ever heard the phrase fair to middling?
Yeah, why? What does that even mean?
It's a southern thing. And if somebody ever asks you, how you doing, man? You go, fair to middling. It means you're so-so. Así.
Oh.
For the Espanol.
For my Spanish-speaking people.
Yeah, if I have any. I mispronounced. This morning, I mispronounced arroyo.
Mm.
I was saying...
Arroyo?
What was I saying? Arroyo? Arroyo. That's what I was saying.
Yep.
Arroyo. It's arroyo.
Like arroyo.
We found that out.
Arroyo. Hey,
I think we've got another caller.
Do we have another caller, Dave?
Okay.
Or Dave? Doug.
Dave.
Dave. David.
Hey, Dave.
David.
Hey, Dave. We got to call.
I don't know if we have another caller or not.
I'm not sure.
We can. He's still taking the info, I guess. Yeah. We need more phone lines,
Daniel.
We need way more phone lines.
I mean, truly.
What if we just give out Tamara's number and hold it on the
505.
If you do.
You can call Tamara right now.
I'm going to paste it on Facebook.
All you creepy people that comment on her Instagram, you can call her right now. 505. She's got a beautiful voice.
Anytime you want to call her for any reason.
Yeah, Tamara, you really do have some creepsters commenting on your stuff.
You know, it's just different. I don't know what it is.
There's that Steve Jeets guy.
Yeah, Steve O Jeets.
Yeah, he's real
man,
weird.
He's always commenting. And I want to apologize for all the comments I've left, because I've left some really creepy. I haven't, but I will.
Alot Amat? What's your name again?
Alot Mateo.
Oh, yeah.
My last name's Lot, so it makes sense. All right.
I get it.
Let's go to line one. That's a brand new call.
Hello, new caller.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you.
I think Doug.
No, it's you. Yeah, it's... No, it's... It's definitely you.
I don't think they're on.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Did you hit the mute button on your phone, is my question. Did you hit it with your face?
You have failed the radio competency test. Please try again.
Oh, man.
Great voice. You should work in radio.
He should. But that was harsh. That was extreme.
That was rough.
Doug, whoever's on line two, just hang up on him. Good grief. How much information do we have to get? That's good.
They have a 10-digit
address.
There
we go. They're back.
Let's try again.
Hello, caller.
See, something's
good. Good morning.
They're not. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
What are you doing?
Nothing, Mateo.
Is this
Mom Fernando?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for calling back. Sorry, DJ Boss Man Dan hung up on your son a moment ago.
I was trying to put the other caller on the air.
And he hung up.
We miss Steve-O. Steve-O's at Disneyland.
I know. I miss him, too.
Yeah, and he texted me and said Brody has a fever, so we need to lift up Brody because he's got a pretty stout fever.
Poor
and
little Brody.
And they're supposed to go to Disneyland today.
They should go to SeaWorld, and then the water will cool them off.
Wow, SeaWorld is also on that.
You're going to be in hot water for saying that. This is what happens to me working on Christian radio. I make the worst jokes. I used to be funny. Not anymore.
What is that supposed to mean?
All right, Mom Fernando, we're playing a game. It's going to be things in common. But I want to know first, before we go, who do you want to team up with? Do you want to team up with Tamara, or do you want to team up with Daniel?
The man who hung up on your child.
Yeah, which one?
Tamara.
Yay!
Big surprise there.
Just didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming.
All right, I'll do my best.
You know what? We could do it. We could just have one caller. And I could name these three things off, and then if you guys... But what if you have the same answer?
That's what I mean.
Then she wins either way.
Oh.
Which is great for the caller.
All right.
Because they get to win.
Well, let's do this one caller, okay? All right, so what I'm going to do, Mom Fernando, I'm going to read this, and these two knuckleheads in front of me...
That's right.
...are going to guess at what they have in common.
Okay.
And then you get to pick whose answer you want to take, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
This is how we're doing it. All right, three things. A courtroom, a park, and a dugout. What three things...
Benches.
Or what thing do these three things have in common?
He took
benches,
my... You totally... That's
wood.
My guess.
We'll try something else.
Benches?
I was going to say benches.
Benches,
You've already said benches.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought we had to name three things.
A courtroom... No. Oh. One thing do these three things
have
in common.
Oh, yeah. So benches is
my
answer.
A courtroom, a park, or a dugout. Benches is probably the most obvious answer, but
okay, here
they
we
have
go.
More than that in common.
A courtroom, a dugout, and a park. A courtroom, a dugout, and a park. Let's see. They do have... Hey, they all have an entrance.
Does a park have an entrance?
They do all have an entrance.
Because a park really doesn't have like a way in and a way out.
Some
it's just
kind
of like a big open park.
Some of them do.
Most do. It's right on the spot where it tells you what the name of the park is.
Or there's a sidewalk leading into the park.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. An entrance.
Final answer.
They're all made out of sand.
They're what?
I don't know.
No, you're not supposed to guess.
No, you don't have to guess. You're going
to
pick if
you're
you want to go with Tamara
pick who has the better
DJ
answer.
Bossman Dan.
Well, DJ Bossman Dan totally stole my answer.
Wins.
He stole my answer. But I can't say the answer now, so that was rough. But I did say an entrance.
So Tamara says entrance. DJ Bossman Dan says...
We love you.
The problem is we have this EAS. You hear it in the background?
I pushed hold, and it hung up on her.
Doug,
I pushed hold.
She'll call back.
I didn't push drop.
She'll call back for the third time.
I pushed hold.
That's funny.
That's supposed to hold the line.
Mm.
Well, you can't win them all.
Doug says she hung up.
She hung up. Maybe she did. Maybe she did. We have one more game. If anybody wants to call in, we can try to. All right, there's
giveaways.
Somebody.
Tell them what we're giving.
That might be her, though. Hello?
I didn't hang up. He did.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, and Doug's going to get your info, okay?
Other caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cousin Tamara.
Oh, unfortunately, there's contest rules that family is ineligible to win.
Not true.
But you could play.
No, not when she says cousin, she's like, what's up, cuz?
Like, hey, girl.
She doesn't mean by blood.
Okay, what's
Which
up, girl?
Cousin am I?
Okay, keep talking. I want to hear your voice. Talk a little bit.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Tam. Oh, that's Jordan. Is that Jordan?
It is
Jordan Sparks?
Yeah, we're related. That's my girl. Hey, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do it. This is Jordan Sparks.
You're famous.
Jordan Sparks.
You should team up with me because we both have Dan in our name.
Jordan and Jordan. DJ the Boss Man Dan.
And Tamara.
But me and Tamara both have Salmon in our name.
Except not anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Because I got married.
Yeah, and you guys aren't related, so you can win.
We're not related.
Unless you're a fish person, you don't really want anything to do with salmon.
That's true.
Tell Jordan what she can win. My non-cousin. Tell her what she can win.
Do you want Lady Lobo's tickets or do you want a CD?
I'll take a CD.
Okay, we have Citizens and Saints. Great band we're playing here on the station. We've got a few more. Tamara will pick out a good one for you.
Okay.
Because she knows you, because you're friends.
Because we're friends.
Yeah.
Don't have the same last name.
Nope.
Or any shared DNA.
None.
Man, sharing
Zero.
DNA is tough. Some of the people I share DNA with are the worst.
And
does that mean you have to be nicer to them?
Huh? No.
If they share your DNA?
It's a family thing. We hate each other.
Oh, that's
it's like
rough.
It's a tough love. You know, Christmas is a heavy time.
My family loves each other.
Not mine. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So the name of the game, you're going to have to pay attention to this, okay? The name of the
Come
game
on, Jord.
Is Breakfast Bingo.
Oh, okay. My gosh. What?
Breakfast Bingo.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
Okay.
That's a context clue. That's all I'm going to say. Breakfast Bingo.
Okay. Bingo.
I'm going to ask you...
Bingo.
Questions.
Okay.
You have to give me the right answer.
Wow.
Do we have to give you 5 answers?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And who gets to guess first? That's my thing. See, he stole the word benches last time, and I was going
to
say benches.
This is what I want to do.
That's what second place always says.
second place, first loser, man. I want the caller
okay, Jordan.
To say the answer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I want.
What are we here for?
Oh, okay.
You guys are going to you're gonna help.
Okay.
Sort of,
deal.
Sort of.
So Jordan has to guess, but she gets to use us as a lifeline. I get
yes.
it. Okay, cool.
You can either call DJ Bossman Dan,
or you can call Tamara.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Breakfast Bingo.
Okay.
Number one, home of the infamous tea party.
Home of... Oh, I got it. I know.
Caller has to go first.
Okay, caller has to go first.
Home of the infamous tea party?
Breakfast Bingo.
Here's a hint. Where does your family live near
you,
on the
didn't
East Coast?
Call you
oh,
for
she
a
didn't.
Hint.
Oh, she didn't call. Okay, got it. Got it.
Is it Boston? Like the Boston Tea Party?
That's the correct
know.
Answer. Good job. All right, you got 1-4 to go. And Breakfast Bingo.
Okay. Oh, did they start with B? Is that why you're emphasizing B?
The next question is
good
the country.
One.
The country that's shaped like a boot.
What is shaped like a boot? I don't know.
You can call either Daniel.
She might be right on that.
Or Tamara.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Ingo with an I.
She hasn't called you.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Who will you call, Tamara or DJ Bossman Dan?
Call DJ Bossman Dan.
DJ Bossman Dan.
It was a bad move.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't. Come on.
That starts with a B.
Come on, DJ.
Think about it, guys.
It starts with an I. It has to. She
well,
was on to something.
We're playing breakfast bingo.
Bingo.
If it starts with an I, then it's Italy.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking Italy because that's a boot, but...
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with Italy.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Next question.
Good job, DJ Bossman.
What happens in this state's most famous city stays there?
Oh, what happens in...
What happens, what happens in Las Vegas, Nevada stays in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. The answer is Nevada. So you've got Boston, Italy, and Nevada.
Wow, you are so smart. Your family must be really smart.
They're not all easy. Home state of former President Jimmy Carter.
What?
I know this. That's a context clue.
Oh, yeah, just listen to his voice.
Home state of former President Jimmy Carter. Breakfast bingo.
Bingo.
It's a state.
It's a state.
Cameron, you got me on this one?
Okay, so I'm going to guess Georgia. Is Georgia the only state that starts with a G?
I don't know. There's Maryland.
You are ridiculous.
That's correct. All right, the answer was Georgia. We have one question left. Let's see if you can get it.
Nice job, Jordy.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes.
Canadian province.
Bingo. Oh, got it.
Did you say Canadian province?
I did.
Ontario?
You got that one on your own. Good job. You win a CD. Aren't you so excited about your life right now? What are you going to do next?
Hopefully pick it up and listen to
it. Are you going to go to Disney World? Can I go?
Jordan, are you there? Are you there?
I think Doug got her. He's getting her info.
Oh, good.
Oh,
no, wait, she's still there. Right, Jordan. Jordan, you need to hang on the line. Doug's going to get your info, okay?
Nice job, Jordy.
Sounds good.
Good job, babe.
Thank you.
Later.
So nice that your close friend called in.
I know. Jordan Sparks. Love her to death.
She's famous.
She's great.
All right, Tam. Listen, we're getting close to wrapping this thing up.
Okay.
I need you to tell everybody again about what's going on this week so we have more information. I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Okay.
But just tell everybody what's up.
Here's what we got. We got two things coming here.
Can I
remind them what happened on Christmas Eve, though, real quick?
Oh, when you wrapped?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Tamara.
That wasn't...
Tell us a little bit about that.
I was trying to find the clip for the show this morning, but Christmas Eve service is not online.
It is.
I couldn't find it.
I couldn't either, and then someone told me to get there.
Tell us about your wrapping experience.
Yeah.
I wrapped on Christmas Eve, and it is available at CalvaryABQ.org.
How many presents did you wrap?
A lot. All of the ones that are hanging from the ceiling.
And the gift was your rhythmic spoken word.
Yeah.
And I missed it!
Who are your rap influences?
You know, I'm really down with the L to the Lauren to the Hill.
Okay, you like Kanye. Go
love
ahead.
Love her. I love DJ Bossman the Dan Man Dan.
I don't rap.
He raps a lot.
The only thing I rap is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's oh my gosh. Good. My brother can nail that one.
Really?
I mean, he sings it like, I'm like, how do you remember this stuff?
You know what would help you rap?
Because you've watched the show so many times.
That's true.
What would help you rap is if you did it in the voice of Kermit the Frog. You'd feel more confident with it.
Talking to me?
I can't
yes,
do
I
that.
Am. That's psychological. We can talk about it later, okay. But that would help you.
I was once on a rap album.
Really?
Were you?
That I also co-produced and designed the artwork for.
Were you playing drums?
No.
What'd you do? You rapped.
I was a DJ on the radio.
You did the wiki wiki wow wow?
No, I was like a DJ on the radio.
Oh, you're like, and next we've got bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
Oh my nice. Gosh. I That's can't cool. believe you and T-Pain.
Tamara, would you please bust into a flow right now?
Use okay, cool. Let me do the let me do the one that I had that I did for the Christmas. Here it goes. Here we go. The love you shared, even scared of the shepherds, they were so afraid. You flipped it all on that very first Christmas day. So I'm a young the well on the streets like a newsie and sing Emmanuel to this earth's gotta lose me.
I am. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You really did that.
Thank
she
you.
Did.
She did that in front of people.
I was there.
That's incredible.
It was like, there's the song, the song, the song. You're like, cool, this is a neat song.
Okay,
and then it's all like...
Was there a drop? Was there a drop before you did it? And did you come out with like a hoodie on? from the shadows.
Yep.
That's what I would have done.
I think I got like the little like humpback thing going on and like my hand was waving a little bit.
That's
I
really
kind of
cool.
look like a real rapper. Like
I heard that the Christmas Eve service was quite the production.
We had a good time. We don't really like the mix that went online. We got the wrong feed that went on there, so it's kind of rough. It's a dry mix. It's kind of ugly, not so hot. But doesn't mean it's not worth still going just to see for fun. But that's actually not what I was talking about.
No.
I was actually talking about the free giveaway.
Free giveaway.
When you go to battledrumsmusic.com/pre-order, you can download a song for free because we have an album coming out for you. And when you pre-order the album, you can get two more free songs. So go to battledrumsmusic.com and download for free. Also, this Wednesday, we have Aaron Gillespie, who's our producer and talented artist, who will be leading worship with us Wednesday, as well as a little show just for you guys, starting at 7 p.m. this Friday. This Friday at Solomon's Porch, located at Calvary's campus at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Solomon's Porch will be providing drinks and food if you'd like to buy some.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll be opening for Aaron. We'll be doing 40 minutes of battle drums opening for him, and then he's going to do his little rad show of all of his cool songs.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast.
They serve coffee.
They serve coffee.
Right.
And they also
coffee
serve
drinks.
Croissants.
Now, see, you just, hey,
Croissant.
You just totally eliminated some people that were like, oh, well, I'll go.
Oh, no.
Oh, coffee.
You know what's crazy? Friday Night at the Porch, actually, Solomon's Porch, does a special dish. And
really?
They do a theme night. Yeah, and they served Italian when I went and I did my show there. And, like, they served 200 people.
I would never serve an Italian.
They did.
What?
They did.
Daniel!
It. You know, you're lucky my mom didn't call in just now because of that.
I'm Italian. A quarter Italian.
You are?
Yeah.
Which quarter?
Yeah.
Right leg?
Gotcha. Well, it sounds like, so Battle Drums, you guys are still recording too, right?
We are. We're almost done with our album, so we're excited. We're going to be releasing in early spring.
Nice.
We're pumped about that. And then we will be able to give you that music.
Give you that music, man.
Give you that music.
I'm really, really impressed that you rap just now. A lot of people will not do that. And then you have idiots like me that do it too much and people don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate my art! It's not art.
It is art.
It's closer to fart.
You have to think faster when you rap.
I can think sometimes. I'm still getting over Christmas, though. It's not a good thinking week.
Yeah, you gotta just get through that.
You gotta keep up.
I knew a guy who could rap really fast.
Really? Did he work at like Macy's or something and they were like, you are, all the presents go to this guy. Hurry. You know, when I was growing up in the mall, they always had like the rapping kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it would be funny to go ask those people to freestyle. And then I realized it's not funny. And they were old ladies and they would just look at me and they hated me.
One of my very first tryouts, they had it at the mall.
Really?
And it was for some like model acting and singing thing or whatever.
For Christ.
You're the real life Robin mm-hmm. Sparkles.
And you're Robin Sparkles.
And I went over there and I saw a rapper and I was floored at his rapping skills.
Really? It was good.
And he rapped off the balcony.
Was it Doug?
It was Doug.
Doug!
Doug,
knew it!
We haven't heard your rap yet.
I don't think we can hear his
He's
rap.
He's not gonna let us.
I don't think
there's a bulletproof window in front of him. That's why.
True. Doug, we got you protected, buddy. Just in case.
Just in case.
Douglas case. I got you. Well, I think we're at the end
Boys,
of the show.
Boys, it's been fun.
We can go ahead.
It's been real, and
I
it's
want you
been
to hit that
so fun.
Let's
play it. Let's play that outro.
And we're going to talk about what we learned today.
Oh, is this like Full House? When they do the music switches, and they talk about the thing you learned?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's important to tell people what you learned, Tamara.
Yeah. I learned that benches is the one thing in common that all three, a courthouse,
you know
a
what,
park.
That could have gone a lot of ways. I mean, you could have said cement.
I thought about it.
You know, you could have said dirt. There's got to be dirt in that mix somewhere.
You could go like microscopic and just say carbon.
Or atoms.
Mm-hmm. I would have gone with atoms. Or
quarks.
Water.
Quarks. Those are even tinier.
Mm.
No, there's not water. Maybe there is water at all three.
And sometimes there are people at all three.
You know what?
They're made
right.
For people. By the people. For the people. America.
I had to memorize that when I was little.
You did?
Yeah.
Can you say it right now?
Can't do it.
Okay.
Good.
We got to go.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back tomorrow.
We love y'all.
Goodbye.
Team Awesome
See
Morning
you next
Party.
Tuesday, folks.
Gosh, be quiet. Man.